Hello, everybody. Welcome to the Believer's Voice of Victory. Hallelujah. It's the voice of victory because we have the Word of God.
That's right.
And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word. And faith is the answer to every problem.
That's it, Gloria.
Every situation. And the blessing. Glory to God.
Yes, ma'am.
So it's a good investment to get in your Bible and find out what it says, because when you know what this says, faith comes. Glory to God. Pastor George is with us today, and we're so happy.
I'm so glad.
To have you preach.
I'm so glad to be with you, Gloria. This is so exciting to be with you, because I love to come.
Exciting to be here.
I love to come and hear what Gloria's going to say. She always says.
Sometimes I wonder what I'm going to say myself.
Well, you always have something. We've been collecting a lot of your gloriisms. Over the year. And as a matter of fact, during this study that we're doing together, there are several gloriisms that appear throughout.
Okay.
So we're going to be hearing from you through these. But Gloria, it is so good to be with you.
I'm
so excited about this. And I always have a great time here with you.
I enjoy having you.
Preaching the Word and hearing you. Hearing you preach the Word as well. And I've been listening to you preach the Word. This will be this will be my 42nd year.
42nd year you've been putting up with me.
I've been.
Wow.
Not at all.
I'll tell
you, it has been such a privilege and an honor to be with you and Kenneth and hearing the Word of God and just learning what you have taught me. And really, all of the things that I bring on these broadcasts, they come from you anyway. So I just take them, organize them, put them together. And so it is just a blessing to be able to be with you. And let me just let you know very quickly that all of the notes for these series that we're doing are available to you, as well as all of the series that we've done. Gloria, we are day 291. 290. This is the 291st day of our broadcasting of prosperity messages.
You are full of prosperity.
Well, we started a long time ago, and I said to you when we first started, I said, Gloria, you can't exhaust the subject of prosperity. And you said, let's try.
Well, we're still trying.
We're still trying.
Okay.
We're still trying. So by the time we reach the end of these 2 weeks, we will have hit 300 prosperity broadcasts.
Praise God.
There's a lot to say about prosperity.
There is.
And there are things that belong to us. Oh, and I wanted to mention to you, we're approaching Christmas here. And on the Believer's Voice of Victory, we have 25 days of Christmas. From December 31st through the 25th, we're sowing a free gift to you every day. So go to kcm.org/25days, and you can see what your gift is today. So
That's
we're blessing
exciting.
The folks with some wonderful products, some wonderful things from
Praise
the ministry.
God.
But this series that we're talking about is something that we've talked about for years, but I believe that it's important to continue to talk about it, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the Word
That's
of
right.
God.
Amen.
And we have to continually remind ourselves that these things belong to us. And if we can start with the 103rd Psalm.
Besides that,
yes.
I'm very interested in this subject.
It's a good subject.
Supernatural.
It's supernatural wealth transfer.
And it's totally scriptural.
It is. Absolutely.
As you'll find out today.
And you and I, we've got a lot of scriptures to go through. We've got a lot of word to talk about.
We'll come out of here more prosperous
than
we've ever been before.
We will. And
our faith will rise up.
We're believing for things as a ministry, the equipment, the supplies, the buildings, all of the things that it takes to get the Word of God all over the world. And we're believing for every partner, Gloria, that every partner is going to be experiencing supernatural wealth transfer.
It. That's only right.
Yeah, that's right.
Hallelujah.
That's right. And the scripture that the Lord gave me to begin with is this in the 103rd Psalm. It says, bless the Lord, O my soul, verse 1, and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all of His benefits. Forget not all of His benefits. The Amplified Bible says, forget not one of all of His benefits.
No.
And then the Message translation, I like this one. It says, don't forget a single blessing.
That's good.
That's what the Message says.
Yeah,
don't forget a single blessing that belongs to you. Now, let me read this to you, Gloria. These are in your notes. This is point A, number 3. And this is a word from the Lord through Brother Copeland. It was October 28th, 2010.
My.
And this is what the Lord said through him. For all of you who will take my word and stand on it, saith the Lord, the kingdom is for you. The angels are for you. All of heaven's reserves are at your call.
Praise God. That's big.
It's big. So I wrote here that God wants us to take advantage of every provisional benefit that belongs to us.
That's why He provided it.
That's why He provided. And so many times, Gloria, we tend to forget those things. We forget what belongs to us. And as a pastor, and this is my 25th year pastoring Eagle Mountain International Church, and as a pastor, one of my primary responsibilities is to remind people.
Yeah, amen.
You know, Peter did that. He reminded, I put you in remembrance of this. So I keep coming back and I keep reminding my congregation of the benefits that belong to them, every covenant benefit that belongs to them. And what we're going to be talking about on the Believer's Voice of Victory this week and next week, we're talking about supernatural wealth transfer. It belongs to us. And the Lord just has me being stirred up about every benefit that belongs to us, including this wealth transfer. Gloria, there are things out there in the world that are looking for us. They're looking for a place to land. They're looking for the righteous. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Amen. I think I've used this as an example before, maybe several times, but I think about a harvest time.
Okay.
When I was a girl in Howard County, Arkansas, my granddad had peach orchards.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, that was my first job at 50 cents an hour. I think I got $1 a day for answering the phone. And then sometime or other in my career, I made 50 cents a day. But you know what happens at peach harvest time?
Yes, yes.
You know, it's real calm there most all the time.
Yeah.
11 months out of the year.
Right.
But at harvest time,
things
turn over. Trucks start coming in. Pickers go to the field. They pick the peaches. They send them to the shed. The shed does what they do and packs them and do all that. And my first job was stamping.
Stamping
where the peaches came from on the basket list.
Okay, yeah.
That was my job.
Yeah.
Well, actually, the first job was answering the phone. So when the phone, we didn't have cordless phones. Are you kidding? We didn't know that hadn't been invented yet. But I would be answering the phone up the house on one of these.
Oh, Gloria. Wow.
And they'd be calling about something and somebody, you know, something to harvest thing.
Right,
they were going to be picked up or what. And that was my job. And I made $1 a day. I mean, I got really well off.
But it was a busy time, wasn't it?
Oh, it was.
It'd
be calm
time.
Up there. But then when harvest time came,
yep.
It got busy. Everybody was busy. Everybody had you'd haul in pickers from other parts of the state
sure,
to come in
sure.
and 30 or 40 of them would go hit the orchard.
Wow.
I've
been
amazing.
Up there. I've been there before. I've
for
seen that house.
For such a calm little place.
For calm little quiet town.
Most
it
all
got
the year.
Busy.
Yep.
And that's really a picture, Gloria, of how we should be.
It's harvest time.
And the supernatural wealth transfer is part of the harvest that belongs to us.
Yes.
It's ours.
And you know what would happen in those days if my granddad, whom we'll call Pop.
Yep.
He was Pop.
Pop.
If Pop hadn't hired pickers to go to the field, to go to the orchard and pick those peaches, you know what happened?
What?
They'd rot and
Ooh.
They'd fall off the
Ooh.
Tree and they'd just be wasted. Now, that's what's happening in the church
yeah.
a lot. People are not picking their
They're
harvest.
They're not picking the harvest.
Even though it's
They're
ripe,
not taking it.
It belongs to us. We got scriptures that tell us.
Yes, ma'am.
It belongs to us. Healing belongs to us. Prosperity belongs to us. Peace belongs to us. Everything good belongs to us.
We need to pick it.
But we got to pick it.
And that's what
we have to take it.
We have to take, and that's what we have to do with this wealth transfer.
Yeah.
And if people, there are some people, Gloria, that are listening right now who have never heard of that before.
That's
and
right.
we have to keep reminding ourselves of what belongs to us. This is part of our harvest. It's part of what belongs to us.
Well, the first time we ever heard it, we were as we say. We were so poor, we couldn't pay attention.
We couldn't pay attention. I thought about that this morning. I thought about that phrase. The first time, I was a Yankee, see. I came here.
I came here from New England. We had to train you.
And there's a culture here that you just have to learn, and it grows on you.
You have to embrace it.
Yes, you do. And I embraced it, didn't I?
Okay, you did. You did a fine job.
I embraced y'all, didn't I?
Yeah, you did, George. You did a great job.
I did. I'm so glad, and I ate chicken fried steak. I can't eat chicken fried steak anymore because we have to eat now gluten-free.
And can't have it.
No, we can't have it. And can't have gravy anymore either. Y'all taught me how to eat, and then you took it away from me.
Yeah, that's right.
But I was thinking about that phrase this morning, just this morning.
What were you thinking?
Well, I was thinking about the phrase you just said, you were so poor, I couldn't pay attention. And I remember the first time that I ever heard that, and it was in Oklahoma City in 1976, and it was a prosperity seminar, and Charles Capps was there, and he got up to speak, and he said that same thing. He said, I was so poor, I couldn't pay attention. I thought, that was one of my first Southern Texasisms that I ever heard before. And there are people right now that are watching us.
That's true. It happens.
Some of you are struggling with paying your bills, paying the mortgage. Yeah. There may be somebody out there right now that foreclosure looks like it's in their future. You pay attention to what we're talking about here, and you'll get out of that foreclosure situation. You'll get those bills paid, and you'll walk in a place of divine prosperity that you have never experienced before.
God does money miracles, but only, well, I won't say only. He might have done it some other time because I don't know everything, but most of the time, it's when you release your faith.
It's when you
release your faith. That it happens in your life.
So we're releasing our faith, Gloria, for this supernatural wealth transfer. And look at part B.
Part B. Okay.
And this is another word. This is a word from Brother Copeland. Now, this one was March the 8th of 2012. And listen to what the Lord said through him.
Okay.
The largest, most significant transfer of property, goods, wealth, and people from the hands of the devil into the hands of God's people that are prepared to receive it. He said, I'm telling you, the biggest transfer of property in the history of mankind has just begun, and it's swinging into. And I remember when Brother Copeland gave this word, Gloria, he stopped for a moment, and then he said, it's swinging into, and he stopped. He said, it's moved over into its final stage.
Praise God. That was in
Branson, Victory Campaign.
2012.
2012. We are in, Gloria, the fight, and that was 2012.
I believe it,
here we are now in 2018, and we have moved over into the final stage of supernatural wealth transfer.
That's right.
So we should be experiencing things we've never experienced before.
Did you read all of that? Did you read
read the rest of it, number 4 and 5.
I am telling you, the biggest transfer of property in the history of mankind has just begun. This is a prophecy now, a word from the Lord.
Yep.
Brother Copeland, it has moved over into the final stage.
Final stage.
Says the Lord. And those who listen to me and follow me and trust me, those who I have taught my word and have given the authority to walk in these things.
Oh, praise God.
We have authority.
We've got authority.
It belongs to us from the word of God. We've been redeemed from the curse, which was poverty. And we've been translated into the kingdom of God, which...
Yes.
There's no end to it. Wow. It's abundance.
Wow.
It's the authority to walk in these things. It is the most outstanding thing that human eyes have ever seen.
Mm.
The time is now, your time. And the time is now, your time has come.
Yep.
If you'll get on the word and start believing it, saying it, putting it in your eyes, in your ears, in your heart, and saying it out your mouth... It'll be your time.
Yeah.
But that's everybody's decision.
That's right.
I mean, God's not going to decide that for you.
You're right.
Until we got on the Word of God and we saw it belong to us.
Yes, ma'am.
And faith came in our heart from this Word right here.
Yep.
And we acted on it. Now, we could have just left it on the table, but we acted on it. We were tired of poverty.
You don't want to leave. You just said something that just...
Don't
leave anything on the table.
That's right.
Don't leave it on the table.
Right. The time has come. Your time has come.
Yep.
Your hour has come. This is the word of the Lord.
Yep.
So rise and do those things by faith that you know to do, and all that belongs to heaven, all that belongs to heaven will come into your hands for your joy.
Oh,
did
praise
I skip
God.
A word
no,
there?
You got it.
That you,
got
you
it.
Know to do, and all that belongs to heaven will come into your hands for your joy. Hallelujah.
So that belongs to us now. We take it, as you say, if you have taught us, you have to take that.
That's right.
You have to take by faith that supernatural wealth transfer. And in the remainder of the time
like
that we have here on the broadcast, and you've turned to page 2 there. Thank you, Gloria. Mm-hmm. We have, now this is all available to you. It's all online for you right now. And if for some reason we don't get through the rest
preach
of this.
Preach it to your family.
Yeah.
Share it
oh,
with
yeah.
your family. Teach
yeah.
your children. Raise them up. Instead of raising them up with a poverty mentality like I was around, raise them up with a word mentality.
That's right.
A prosperity mentality.
That's
a
right.
blessing mentality.
That's how you renew
Hallelujah.
Your mind. You've got to renew your mind by the preaching of the word.
Yeah.
And I must say, in the 42 years that I've been here with you, my mind has been renewed.
And that's where faith comes from.
Mm-hmm.
You're not going to have faith without the Word.
That's right.
Faith comes by
that's
hearing,
right.
hearing by the Word of God. There's
yep.
not any other way to grow your faith. But we've got it right here. You
Gloria,
got a Bible.
It, on February the 1st of 1978,
mm-hmm.
Charles Capps delivered this
I remember it.
Amazing word from the Lord that we just come back to over and over again.
Yeah, we do.
And what I'd like to do is, I'll read a paragraph, you read a paragraph. Why don't
okay.
we do that?
That'll be good.
And we'll get through this today. And then the rest of the time that we spend together, we'll be touching on different points and then looking at scriptures that
okay.
go along with this. But let's look at this right now. He starts out by saying financial inversion. Now, I put the definition of inverted, and
like
inverted
that.
Means to turn upside down or a reversal in position. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial
yes,
prosperity.
Yes, I believe it.
But release me, saith the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf.
What releases him, George?
Faith.
Faith, that's it. Glory to God. Do you want to read the next
yeah,
one?
Yeah, you read the next
okay.
one.
Okay, for yes, yes, there shall be in this hour financial, this was in 1978,
mm-hmm.
so it started, for sure it was going then.
Yep.
Shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and will go down. We've seen that.
Yep.
And those that learn to walk in the Word, they shall see prosperity.
Yes,
I'm gonna
that's the key.
Highlight
yep.
they.
That's it.
They that walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen in days past.
Yes, there's coming a financial inversion in the world system.
Hallelujah.
It has been held of reservoirs of wicked men for days on end, but the end is nigh. Oh, this excites me, Gloria. Those reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ.
Hallelujah.
It shall be done, saith the Lord. It shall be done in the time allotted, and so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner
yes.
is laid up for the just.
Hallelujah.
Go ahead and take
Glory
that next
to
one.
God. Go ahead and read, George.
All right. Predominantly in two ways it shall be done, shall it be done
two
in
ways.
This hour. Two
okay.
ways. And here's the first one. Those who have hoarded up and stored because of the inspiration of the evil one and held money from the gospel shall be converted and drawn into the kingdom.
Praise God.
But many, many will not. They'll not heed the voice of the word of God. They'll turn aside to this and they'll turn it to that and they'll walk in their own ways, but their ways will not work in this hour.
That's right.
It will dwindle and it will slip away as though it were in bags with holes
oh,
in them.
Oh, I remember that.
Remember that
part.
One?
Yeah, bags with holes in it.
It'll go here and it'll go there and they'll wonder why it's not working now. It worked in days past, they say. But it shall be, saith the Lord, that the word of the Lord shall rise within men.
Yes, that's
it's rising within you right now. Men of God of low esteem in the financial world that shall claim the word of God to be their very own and walk in the light of it as it has been set forth in the word, and they'll give. They'll begin to give small at first because that's all they have.
Mm-hmm.
But then it will increase. And through the hundredfold return, so shall
yes.
it be that the reservoirs that have held the riches in days past, so shall it return into the hands of the giver.
Hallelujah.
because of the hundredfold return, and we'll talk about this week, Gloria, because of the hundredfold return shall the reservoirs be lost from the wicked and turned to the gospel. That's exciting.
It is.
That's exciting.
I want to hear that.
For it shall be, and it shall be in this hour, that you'll see things that you've never dreamed come to pass.
Praise God. What a word.
It'll be strong at first in ways, and then it'll grow greater and greater until men will be astounded and the world will stand in awe because the ways of men have failed and the ways of God shall come forth. The ways of men are failing.
Yeah. Yeah.
They're failing, but the ways of God are coming forth. Take a look at your last page, and in the last few moments of the broadcast, we'll finish this up. As men walk in my word, so shall they walk in the ways of the Lord. Oh, yes. There'll be some who say, yes, but God's ways are higher, surely higher than our ways, and we can't walk in those.
Okay, what'd they do? They disqualified themselves.
They just disqualified. It's true that the ways of God are higher. They are higher than your ways as the heavens are above the earth. But I'll teach you to walk in my ways. Here we go, Gloria. I never did say you couldn't walk in my ways.
Yeah.
Now learn to walk in it. Learn to give. So shall the inversion of the financial system revert, and so shall it be that the gospel of the kingdom shall be preached to all the world, and there shall be no lack in the kingdom. Oh,
praise
that's exciting.
God. Praise God.
Those that give shall walk in the ways of the supernatural. They shall be known abroad. My word shall spread, and the knowledge of the Lord shall fill all the earth in the day and hour in which you stand. You shall see it and know it, for it is of me, and it shall come to pass, saith the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God, Gloria.
It says at the end, the world says doom. We say
bloom. That is a Gloriaism.
Hallelujah.
Right there.
Hallelujah.
The world says doom, and we say bloom. Gloria, we're off to a great start on receiving
it's
our supernatural wealth transfer.
I'm going to get stirred up again.
Glory to God.
Hallelujah. You're going to like our subject this week, prosperity. We're talking about your prosperity, mm-hmm. not somebody else's, but whoever's listening's prosperity, because faith comes by hearing and hearing by the Word of God. So today is day two, and it is called Walking in the Word. Hallelujah. Yeah. Glory to God.
Praise God. We're talking about supernatural wealth transfer. Thank you for inviting me to come be with you.
I want you to preach to me today.
On your set, at your table, with your apples and grapes.
Yes.
And
we're
blessed. We are supernaturally blessed.
We are.
And in that supernatural blessing, Gloria, there is something that we may be actually introducing it to people for the very first time. The biblical concept of supernatural wealth transfer.
That's right. There's a lot of people that haven't had that revelation
The
yet.
Lord has provided us with everything that it takes to provide for every need that we have.
Amen.
Everything. Every bill to be paid, every debt to be wiped out, every need that we have to be fully supplied. And what we're doing on these broadcasts is we're bringing scriptures and words from the Lord concerning this supernatural wealth transfer. Now, all of the notes that Gloria and I are working from, they're available to you right now. You can go to kcm.org and they're available to you. You can use them, study them,
keep
teach
up with
them.
Us from those notes.
You know, we've had, Gloria, over the 292 broadcasts that you and I have done together.
Is this the 292nd?
This is the 292nd broadcast on prosperity. We have, people have downloaded these notes, and we're at about 1.4 million downloads of the notes right now. So a lot of folks are interested in prosperity. 1.4 million downloads.
Just think, if every one of those had donated a dollar, George,
what
could we do?
We could do that.
But we give them away free.
That's right. We do, absolutely.
1.4 million
downloads.
That's pretty awesome.
And then also, I want to let you know that Kenneth Copeland Ministries is sowing seed back into your life this month. This is 25 days of Christmas that we are, every day there's something new. If you go to kcm.org/25days, you will see what today's gift is for you, and we want to be a blessing
Praise
to you.
God.
Gloria, what we're doing, and we'll start out here with a portion of this word from the Lord from Charles Capps.
I'd like to hear it again.
1978, February 1st, 1978. And I'm not sure where he delivered this. I was talking
to
you.
I don't know that I remember either.
You and I were talking the other day about the time that Terry and I were babysitting John and Kelly when you and Kenneth went to Hawaii for that full gospel business.
That was a good trick.
That was a good trip. And so we stayed home and took care of the kids at that time. But you and Kenneth, I believe it was where this word was delivered. I'll have to check and see. But it was at a full gospel.
February 1st, 1978.
Full gospel businessmen's meeting in Hawaii. Brother Hagin was there. You and Kenneth were there. Charles Capp spoke. And I think this is where, I'm not sure, but I'll find out. But this word from the Lord that Brother Capps gave about this supernatural wealth transfer, it begins, and we'll just read a portion of it today. We read a lot of it yesterday, all of it yesterday, and all of it in its entirety is available to you. But he said, financial inversion shall increase in these days. Financial inversion. There's a...
Turning upside.
Upside
right
down.
Right side up.
Right side up.
Now it's turned upside down, but... It's going to turn
the way it should be.
Yeah.
The way it should be.
That's right. You're
For
right.
you see, the Lord is saying, it is my desire to move in the realm of your
yes,
financial
Lord,
prosperity.
I receive it.
Now, something right there that just came to me. When the Lord says something like that, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity, I look at that and I say, Lord, thank you that it is your desire to move. You are moving in the realm of my prosperity.
So what I see there is... The next move is up to me to take it.
That's right. That's exactly right.
People hear things and they don't, oh, isn't that nice?
The next.
No, you're supposed to take it.
Yeah.
If it promises you financial prosperity, it's a word from the Lord. You say, I receive
That's
it.
Right.
I believe it's mine. I take it.
Yep. From what you just said, I got a sermon title from
okay,
what
let's
you just
hear
said.
It.
It's your move.
It's your move.
There you
I
go.
Like that, George.
It's your move.
Well, that's the truth.
God does something, and then it's our move, and we have to take it by faith. So if he says to us, it's my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity, then we take that.
That's right.
That's our move.
We receive it.
We receive it.
That's what that word receive means in the Bible, is to take
it. Take it.
You looked it up. That's a definition.
He said, release me. Saith the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf.
We take it, Lord. We
yep.
release you.
For yes, 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 there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and it will go down. But those that learn to walk in the Word.
That would be me and you.
That would be you and me.
All of our partners that want to. God won't make you, but if you want to be blessed, that's what you do.
But those that learn to walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past.
My, my. Now, that was in 1978 that this was prophesied, right?
That's when it was prophesied.
Brother Capps.
So here we are. This financial inversion is increasing. But, Gloria, what I want to take the takeaway from this day that we're talking about is... The key to this, those who learn to walk in the Word,
that's right.
they shall see the prosperity
exactly
of the Word come forth.
Right.
So I want to take this day to talk about this very...
Those that learn, they shall see.
That's right. Those that learn...
And walk.
And
they
walk,
shall
they shall see. So what I'd like to
I
do
like
is
so it's
really...
It's up to us what we do with it.
We really have to establish this... walking on the Word and giving the Word of God first place.
Yeah.
I learned that. That is a...
That's a key.
If someone were to sit down with me and say, George, 42 years of working for Kenneth and Gloria, really, I started listening to you in 1975. So that's 43 years I've been listening. What is one thing that you can tell me that you've learned from Kenneth and Gloria? Just one thing. Just one thing. And I would have to say that you taught me to give the Word of God first place in your life and make it final authority.
Take it literally.
You take that literally.
Yeah.
I would say that that's, if
that's
I had to,
changed our lives.
If I had to sum up what you and Kenneth have taught, give the Word of God first place. And if we're going to walk in this supernatural wealth transfer, we are going to have to give the Word of God first place
right.
and make it final authority
right.
in our lives. So let's do that, Gloria.
That's
look
awesome.
At point B.
Okay.
And in point B, we look at Proverbs chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. And
I don't see point B.
It's right here, B1.
B1.
B1 sounds like we're...
Okay.
B1. Okay. The beginning of wisdom, and this is from the Amplified Translation. The beginning of wisdom is get wisdom.
That's
godly,
simple, isn't it?
It is simple. Godly and skillful wisdom. For skillful and godly wisdom is the principal thing.
That's right.
And with all that you've gotten, get understanding, discernment, comprehension, and interpretation. Prize wisdom highly and exalt her.
Yeah.
And she will exalt and promote you. She will bring you to honor when you embrace her. And I remember reading years ago, reading from your book, God's Will for You. You talked about this in your book because...
It was the key to our increase. That's the key to our...
The key to increase. And there's a chapter in your book, God's Will for You, called God's Will is His Word. And in that, you said the principle, when it says wisdom is the principal thing, the word principle is first in importance.
That's a key right there.
Or, as Gloria wrote, it's the main thing.
Yeah, that's
It's
right.
the main thing. And then you said God's Word is His wisdom.
That's right.
So it's saying here, get wisdom. It's the principal thing. And I want to quote you here on number two from your book, God's Will for You. Gloria writes, God's Word is His wisdom. Giving the Word first place in your life is the only way that His wisdom can obtain its rightful position.
That's true.
The Bible is God's wisdom written for man. This is outstanding, Gloria. He has sent His Word to you so that you can operate in His wisdom on the earth. Put the Word first in your life and exalt it, and it will exalt and it will promote you.
That's right.
So we have to...
Do you think it's any accident that nearly every born-again person in the world has a copy of the Word of God?
Isn't that something? It's so important. It's so important.
Wisdom. Yes.
And the Word of God is the key to your prosperity. The things that God has written about your prosperity, about your supply, we have to go to the Word of God. And that's how you learned it.
That's exactly right.
That's what happened to you and Kenneth. That's how you got out of debt.
You have to see what God says about a thing.
That's right.
The blessing comes as we receive it.
That's right.
I mean, God said it. That's why it's so important that you get in the Word for yourself. Whatever God says in the Word of God, that's a supernatural word.
Yes.
I consider that, and so does George, I'm sure, that that's God speaking to me. That's what I need to do. That's what I need to say. That's what I need to believe.
Yep.
Isn't that right?
And early on in your marriage, when you went to hear Brother Hagin preach, and he said something so important, you have to make your lifestyle adapt to the Word.
That's right.
And so you and Kenneth made that decision that whatever we do, we find it in the Word of God.
That's right.
And I remember
and
you...
And we change things when we see we're missing it.
You change things. And I'm just
That's
reminded...
That's what prosperity is.
I'm just reminded of when you found Romans 13:8.
Oh, that was oh,
that was a big day for you,
Stay
wasn't
out
it?
Of debt. Oh no, man, anything but to love Him. We had debt. We didn't have anything else much. Rented rollaway bed, and you know, no refrigerator, no stove, as I recall. I don't think there was a stove in that little house, and then I find stay out of debt.
Yeah.
And we didn't know how to do anything, how to get things in any other way but borrow money. And I've said often, I married Kenneth in his notes. I was young. Mm. I wasn't in debt. But then I married a man in debt. Now I'm in debt.
now you're in debt.
I was rescued out of it from the Word of God.
You found it in the Word of God.
Yes, I did.
You committed, you and Kenneth made a quality decision to never go in debt. And I'm so thankful
After
for that.
After a while. I mean, it took a while.
It took 11 months for you to get out of debt.
Yeah.
But you did it. You applied the Word to your lives. Terry and I did the same thing.
We quit borrowing money. It was a big deal.
Yeah, well, that's a word of wisdom right there, isn't
money.
It?
We didn't have a house.
Quit borrowing money.
But we did have a car. But anything we did have, which was a secondhand car, but anything we did have, we owed money on it.
You adopted that to your
delivered.
Lifestyle. Huh? You adopted that Word to your lifestyle. You stood on it. You stood on that
and
Word.
And not ever having done that before.
Right.
And not having been taught that, didn't know what the Word says much. It just
That's
we
right.
just saw stay out of debt.
No one...
We didn't have anything to to cause faith to come into in the
right.
natural to cause faith because we never had been in that position before. We borrowed money, you know.
Nobody preached that to you.
No.
I'm just now thinking of that.
That's true.
Nobody preached that to you. You made a decision on the Word of God.
To take the Word literally.
To take it literally.
Yeah, that's right.
Give it first place. And you gave it first place over going back to the banks to borrow from them. Mm-hmm. That set you on a road. That set you on a trajectory, a course to prosperity in your life.
Yeah.
To where you've never come down.
And thank God. It's been from faith to faith.
It began.
Our faith began to increase.
It began.
The Word of God.
It began on that day. That would be interesting to know.
I wish you could see that place.
I wish, yeah.
I wish you could see our rented rollaway bed, George.
Oh, glory.
I wish you could see Ken's shop-made table that he made in high school at the foot of that rollaway bed with the little black and white TV on it that broken. It had a picture about this. That's where we started.
But you gave the Word of God first place.
We did. We began to learn. We began to get under Brother Hagin and learn how to live by faith, and it changed everything.
And that's
and
why
we're still doing that.
In that word from in Charles Capps, where it says, "Those who learn to walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour."
We've seen it.
So, what page are you on?
And it works for everybody. Two. I've got two.
Yeah. Good. Good. Look at that scripture on the top. Would you read that scripture to us, Proverbs
4:20? Proverbs 4:20 is such an important, it's a vital scripture. My son, attend to my words.
Mm.
In other words, give attention to what I say.
Yes, yes, yes.
That's the key to the blessing.
That's it.
Consent and submit to my sayings. Let them not depart from your sight. Don't ignore the Word of God.
That's right, that's right.
Find out what it says. That's God talking to me. I got to know what He says to me so I can obey it. Keep them. Keep the words in the center of your heart.
Yes.
In the midst of your heart, one translation says, for they are life, the words of God are life to those that find them, healing and health to all their flesh.
Yep.
And you could say the words of God are healing to your finances.
Oh, Gloria, that's so good.
It's the truth.
That's good.
You give the Word first place in your life by arranging your schedule around the Word instead of trying to make the Word fit into your busy schedule.
Now, I got that from your book. I read that a long time ago. You give the Word of God
first place
by arranging your schedule around the Word instead of trying to make that Word fit your busy schedule.
Because if you don't, you never get around to it. And if you did, you jump in it and jump out before you get wet.
Yeah.
Yeah, I've never said that before. That's a good way
good.
To say it. And so we did that.
You did that. And I quoted you here, or I was talking about the time that you read the Gospels and the book of Acts in 30 days, three times in 30 days.
Well, we heard that from
Oral Roberts.
From Brother Roberts said that. Yeah, and we were in Tulsa at that time.
You were in Tulsa.
And he did that, and he preached that and said it, so I got inspired.
And so from Gloria's book, she said she got up at 5:30 every morning before the kids woke up. You read your scriptures.
They were just little.
And then you would read during the naps.
And I had boxes that hadn't been unpacked at this
but you,
project house.
You committed to the Word first.
Yeah, I did.
You gave the Word first.
How somehow the Lord got it over to me that the key to everything was in that Word.
Yes, ma'am.
And I had to put it first
and
eat it with my eyes and my ears and get it in my mouth and plant it out my mouth.
And so,
glory to God.
From your book, you accomplished that as well as painting and antiquing four pieces of furniture.
Yes.
Finishing the accumulated.
Well, we had no furniture, so we had to go to the Goodwill store and Salvation Army and pick up stuff.
And I'm going to show, because I saw a picture of it the other day, I'm going to show.
Well, the house?
The table.
Oh, the table.
The table that
table
you.
The table looks pretty good now after I got.
The table that you finished.
This is not
the table.
No,
there's another
it.
Table, but I'll show the table.
Okay.
It's here in the studio, but I'll show the table. And you finished the accumulated ironing, and you got the house in order. Gloria, that's supernatural.
That's right.
That's supernatural.
We didn't have any help in those days.
No, but where did it come from? You put the Word of God first place, and you read the Gospels and the book of Acts three times in 30 days.
Brother Roberts said that. So
he did that. Now, he did that on his knees. I don't know if you did that on your knees.
I didn't do it on my knees.
He did that on his knees.
I recall.
And then the Lord showed you this scripture. This
is the key, people, to your success.
Go ahead. Go ahead. Go for it.
Seek you first.
Yes.
Underline first.
Yep.
The kingdom of God and His righteousness. Here's what got me. And all these things shall be added unto you.
Yeah.
I needed everything. I had a house with a few things in it from Ken's mother's storage. And no refrigerator. Had to keep my...
Oh, dear.
Now, don't cry over this because I got over it. But I had to keep my food in a cardboard box on the porch of this house because we didn't have a refrigerator. And we were sleeping on a rented... We had to rent a rollaway bed. Think of that. I think it was $7.50 a month. But it went like this.
$7.50 a month.
$7.50. So you have to... Let me read this.
Yeah.
Matthew 6:33. This is the key.
This is
the key. Seek ye first the kingdom of God
first.
And His righteousness first.
Yep.
And all these things shall be added
Praise
to
God.
You. Now, when I saw that...
Thank you, Lord.
It got my attention. I needed things. And then under that, we've got give the word... Time. Spend time in the Word.
Yep.
Attend to the Word, the Scripture says. Put your attention on the Word of God. Do what it says. And you'll begin and say what it says. Make your words agree with the Word of God. Quit talking poverty and start talking blessing. If you want the blessing to come into your lives, look up blessing scriptures and say it. I believe I receive it. I break the curse.
I believe I receive it. Amen.
I receive
Amen.
The blessing.
Thank you, Jesus.
That comes on me now from
Praise
heaven.
God.
The
Thank
abundance
you,
of all things.
That's right. That's
you
right.
You say, yeah, but I don't have it yet. I know this is how you get it. You take it by faith, put it in your eyes, in your ears, get it down in your spirit, let it come out your mouth, and change your circumstances.
That's it.
That's the way
That's
it
the
works.
Key right there, Gloria.
That is it.
We give the Word of God first place. And when you do that, when you did that, then things began to come to you. Same thing happened with Terry.
I saw God cared about the birds.
Yeah.
Isn't that same
If He cares about the birds, how much more?
I believe He
How
cares
much more
about
does
me.
He care for us?
That's right.
Oh, I'm telling you.
I'm already happy, George.
In order for us to be able to step into the wealth transfer, you've got to give the Word of God first place. And let me read
That's
this
right.
one. I'll read one last scripture before.
Okay, good.
The rest of these scriptures are available to you on your notes. But here's one. I found a great scripture, Gloria, concerning the authority of the Word.
Okay.
Listen to this. Psalm 34:10. The young lions lack food. This is point C. The young lions lack food and suffer hunger, but they who seek, inquire of, and require the Lord by right of their need and on the authority of His Word, none of them shall lack any beneficial thing.
Now, the Bible says that faith comes. Faith comes. This is the way faith comes.
Yes.
Doesn't come by signs and wonders. It comes this way, although that'll help build your faith.
Yeah.
It comes... as we receive the Word.
Yep.
Faith comes by hearing, and hearing,
by
the Word of God.
That's right. That's right,
now,
Gloria.
Now, if you want faith, get in the Word of God.
Man, oh man.
I mean, it works. And we had just about zero in as far as things that we needed were concerned, but we had the Word.
That's right.
And we began to study it, believe it, and now you've got a lot of advantages. There's a lot of material out about how to walk by faith. It's your choice. I choose to prosper.
I choose to prosper.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Pastor George and I are in the studio today, and we're already enjoying ourselves over the Word of God. So welcome. We're glad you're here.
Gloria just looked at me just a moment ago, and she was talking about how handsome and dashing I looked. And I was reminding her of when I first came to Texas from ORU, and I had those corduroy pants.
And you were from originally up...
Up north.
Up north.
Yeah, and I had my corduroy pants, and they were about that much higher than they should have been.
A little short, uh-huh.
And I remember when... because I stayed with Kenneth's parents, A.W. Vanetta Copeland, before Terry and I got married. And I remember the second day that I got up, I went looking for my clothes and I couldn't find them. Fortunately,
I've forgotten that part.
Fortunately, Nani left me something to wear, but She said, I said, Nani, where are my clothes? She said, oh, honey, I gave them to the Goodwill.
You know, that's a nice way to treat a guest.
It really did gather up their clothes and give them to the Goodwill. But it was really nice because they took me out and they bought me new clothes.
Oh,
and
that made up for it.
And really, I got a whole makeup.
You know, Granddad did that for me when I first came into the family.
Yeah.
I didn't have a decent dress to wear to
meet. Did he buy you a dress?
Yeah, he bought me a dress. And I had I had one nice dress to wear to the meeting.
Yeah. He bought me a suit. I had one nice suit to wear to me. They were such givers. And they took my clothes. When I came down here, I must have been a mess because
Well, your britches were a little short.
They were a little short, and they took me to buy clothes. And then I remember I got a haircut at a real salon. And it wasn't a barber cutting my hair. It was like,
you didn't know what to do, did you?
I didn't know what to do. So all that to say, I have really cleaned up well, haven't I?
You've done very well. Very well.
You ought to see some of the pictures. You ought to see some of the pictures where I thought I was really looking good too, and it was poverty.
You were very open to learning.
I was open to learning, and I'm so thankful for this family that brought me to where I am this day.
Well, we appreciate you.
So we're talking about supernatural wealth transfer.
Yeah.
And this is day 293. We're headed for 300 days of prosperity, Gloria, this week.
293.
Yep. And then also I want to mention to you that here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, it's 25 days of Christmas. If you go to kcm.org/25days, you can find out what your gift is. We love to sow seed from this ministry because we call in the harvest, don't we?
The only requirement is that you listen to it.
Listen to it.
And you pass it and let other people listen to it. You know, you could be a gospel sower with just one set of tape.
That's right.
One tape.
That's right.
I've heard testimonies of people that took our cassettes or our reel-to-reel to somebody and played it. What were they doing? Well, they were evangelizing.
They were evangelizing.
They get a reward for
and
that.
And no telling how many people duplicated those.
Oh, no.
So, and it's fine because they've gone all over the world.
Yeah.
Hey, let me read this testimony before we get into our message. Because we want testimonies. Before we went on the air,
it Gloria blesses said, us to hear those
It
testimonies.
Does. And Gloria was sitting there. We were talking about just people being blessed by these notes and being blessed by the broadcast.
Yeah.
And so send your testimony to us. We would love to hear what God is doing in your life,
especially
if you have some wealth transfer testimonies. We want to hear them. But let me read this to you, Gloria.
George.
This came yesterday. And I don't have a copy for you. I'll just read it.
Okay.
It says, and this was from a friend of ours. I recently sowed a major seed and I'm believing for the harvest of the hundredfold. And we're in agreement together. I've been feasting on Pastor George and Sister Gloria's teaching
that blesses
on
us.
Reaping your harvest the last couple of weeks of my travels. I'm so thankful for the voice that the believer's voice of victory is in the earth. Wherever I am, I'm standing in faith. Wherever I am, whatever I'm standing in faith for, there's a voice of faith speaking on subjects relevant to my faith assignments. It's amazing. The last two wealth transfers that I've experienced. Now, notice what he just said. The last two wealth transfers. This is happening to somebody all the time.
Yeah.
You need to start saying that. Wealth transfer happens to me all the time.
Yeah.
It doesn't happen just once a lifetime.
And we want to hear about it.
Absolutely.
It blesses us.
But he said the last two wealth transfers I've experienced were drastically accelerated by the revelation of the Word of God coming through Kenneth Copeland Ministries.
In other words, it was greatly increased.
It was greatly increased.
Well, we want to hear about that.
And he said, I just had to give a faith shout-out. So we want some faith shout-outs
from
you.
Yeah, amen.
We want to hear and be able to read these on the broadcast and because they help people.
We're here to encourage you, but it encourages us when you send testimonies. Tell us those great ways that the Word of God is working for you. Hallelujah.
Well, let's get into the Word, Gloria. Okay. Take a look at your notes there that you have, and we'll go through this. This is a portion of Charles Capp's prophecy about the financial wealth transfer and the financial inversion.
Mm-hmm.
And let me read a portion to you here. It says, the Lord said through him,
Give the date, George.
That was February the 1st of 1978. And so he says, financial inversion shall increase.
Oh, I remember that so
now,
well.
It's 1978, and I just now thought about it. This is the 40th anniversary of this word from the Lord.
Praise God.
40 years ago.
Man, how old are we, George?
40 years ago. We are very young, aren't we?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
40 years ago, this word came forth. And it's so important that we don't let go of these words.
It says so much in just so few words.
Yes. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity.
Praise God.
But release me, saith the Lord. Release me that I can come in your behalf and move on your behalf.
Yes.
For yes, 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 there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and it will go down. But those that learn to walk in the Word shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour and in a way that has not been seen by men in days past.
Oh, praise God.
Yes, there is coming a financial inversion in the world system. It has been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end. But the end is nigh. Now, Gloria, that was 40 years ago.
40 years.
And he was saying back then, the end is nigh.
Yeah.
So we're in the days.
And I have a word for wicked men.
Yeah.
Make Jesus the Lord of your life and get on the right side.
That's right.
That's where righteousness comes from.
That's right.
From him. Righteousness comes from your being born over again. Hallelujah.
Yep, that's exactly right.
Get on the right side.
Get on the right side. Those reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done, saith the Lord. And I put a definition of what a reservoir is.
Oh, good.
It's a place where anything is collected in great amount.
Oh, George, that's good.
The reservoirs, the places where anything has been collected in great amount, it's being drained into the gospel. It's also a large or extra supply or stock, a reserve.
You like that? An extra.
Extra.
Supply.
Extra supply.
Left over, plenty left over.
And then, to quote Gloria, reservoirs are going to givers, the supporters of the gospel.
Praise God.
I quote you. It shall be done in the time allotted, and so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Who are the just? Those that have made Jesus the Lord.
That's exactly right.
And been born over again into the righteousness of God.
That's right.
It can happen to anybody that'll receive it in Jesus' name.
I receive it, Gloria.
I receive it
right now.
I receive it. Lead people in prayer to receive the righteousness of God. How do you do it, George?
Okay, it's very easy. All you have to do is make Jesus the Lord of your life.
That's it.
If you can, put your hand over your heart right now and say this after me. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I make Jesus my Lord and Savior.
I make Jesus my Lord and Savior.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
Come into my life.
Come into my life.
And do something special with my life.
Do something special with it.
I receive Jesus as Lord.
I receive Jesus as Lord.
And as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
And as the baptizer in the Holy Spirit.
I am now born again.
I am born again.
And I have been made.
And I have been made.
The righteousness of God in Christ.
Of God in Christ.
In Jesus' name we pray.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
Now, I wasn't that poetic and that exact, wonderful
Tell us what
prayer.
You said.
I only knew this. I saw that God cared about the birds and that he fed the birds. And that did something for me. And I thought, well, if he cares about birds, he cares about me. That wasn't asking too much.
That's right. That's right.
And so I prayed to the Lord when I gave him space and permission to make me born over again. I just said this, Lord, take my life and do something with it. Now, bear in mind that I didn't even know there were such animals as women preachers. Had no idea about that.
That's right. Look what God did.
And Ken and I met supernaturally. It was amazing.
Look what God did.
He gets you. If you'll give him permission, he'll fix it. He'll get you where you need to be.
He'll get you where you need to go.
He'll make those connections for you.
Well, there's some material that we want to give to you right now. He did it all for you. Yeah. That's a book by Kenneth and Gloria
that
Copeland.
That belongs to you if you're born again.
And we want to send that to you, as well as How to Study Your Bible and Reading Through the New Testament, Psalms and Proverbs in a Year.
Praise God.
These books are available to you if you just made Jesus the Lord of your life. And it is such a wonderful thing that God does for us, isn't it?
And that's absolutely free.
Well, if you look at page 2, Gloria, now that they are the righteousness of God in Christ, the wealth of the sinner. Let's talk about the wealth of the sinner.
Let's talk about it.
In Proverbs 13:22, it says in the Amplified, a good man leaves an inheritance of moral stability and goodness to his children's children. And the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous for whom it was laid up. Isn't that a great scripture?
I believe that. That's what the Bible says. It's got to be true.
We have been made the righteousness of God in Christ Jesus. That's made us righteous.
We don't earn it. We are made that when we make Jesus the Lord
of our lives.
That's where we get the term born again.
And that's what we just did.
Well, and we've ministered. I've ministered to people that are in death row who... And some of them were going to be executed, but they got prepared.
Yeah.
They made Jesus the Lord of their lives. And now, when they go up, they'll go up.
They'll go up.
That's right. It works for everybody.
That's right.
If you've never done that,
you
can be born over again. Now, your outside doesn't change, but your heart has changed.
Right.
And it wants to do what's right. It wants to go with the Word of God.
And as we just prayed for people a moment ago, they in that moment of time, they became the righteousness of God in Christ. And it says here that the wealth of the sinner finds its way eventually into the hands of the righteous. So in that moment of time, they qualified for the supernatural wealth transfer.
Made the righteousness of God.
Now, Gloria, and number two, point two there, I've been reading from this Jewish commentary, and the Jewish commentaries are very interesting.
They are.
To gain information from. Listen to this. They're making comment about this scripture that we just read, Proverbs 13:22.
Wealth of the just.
Yeah. And it says, a good person bequeaths his merits and wealth to his grandchildren.
That's good.
The sinner, however, leaves no inheritance, not even to his children. For his wealth is hidden away to be given to the righteous. In the case of Haman, whose house and wealth were given to Mordecai.
Yeah. How about that?
Now what I did was, if you look at number three.
Now, what translation is that?
How do you pronounce that? The Mishle?
I don't know.
I wrote the M-I-S-H-L-I-E, Mishle. Translation
Praise
of the
God.
Proverbs. And
it's
in
good.
Now.
Oh, I see it down here, yeah.
So the wealth is hidden away to be given to the righteous, as in the case of Haman, whose house and wealth were given to Mordecai. And I quoted that scripture from Esther 8:2. The king took off his signet ring, which he had reclaimed from Haman, and presented it to Mordecai. And Esther appointed him over Haman's estate.
Whew. Isn't that good? You have it.
I just thought about something. I thought about someone who was born again and them having an estate that is appointed to them.
Praise God.
An estate that has been given to them. That's exactly what happened here.
That's right.
That's exactly what happened. And I've read several other scriptures about this great wealth transfer. Gloria, it says in Genesis 41:41-43, so Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger.
That's like signing the check.
Well, exactly. Well, I was just trying to think of a way to explain it, and she just did. That signet ring is signing a check. It's handing over the wealth that belongs to one, and it's given to another. And that's exactly what happened to Joseph. Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger, put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. Boy, doesn't that sound like the prodigal son?
The blessing working.
What the father did for the prodigal son when he did the same thing. That's a whole ceremony of conferring wealth.
Yes, amen.
And for people that are born again, it's like God is taking off his finger and putting it on our finger. And he's putting the gold chain around our neck, and he's dressing us in these robes of fine linen. And it said he led him ride in a chariot as his second in command.
He lavished many gifts upon him.
He did. Oh, Gloria.
God lavishes the blessing upon us.
The wealth of the sinner, the wealth of Egypt.
Praise God.
Was conferred upon Joseph. That's a perfect demonstration of supernatural
wealth. He made him ruler
transfer.
Over the entire province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all its wise men. I don't know if the wise men like that or not, but that's Joseph's boss. Hallelujah.
So going back to this with Joseph, he made him ride in his chariot. That's number 4. Second in command. And the men shouted before him, "Make way." Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Now, Gloria, that is a divine picture of what belongs to it. You think about the life of Joseph and what happened to him. His brothers beat him up, left him in a pit for dead. Yeah. People came by, they picked him up, they sold him. He went into prison. Then he worked for Potiphar, and then Potiphar's wife got him in trouble, and then they put him back in prison, and he was in the deepest, darkest place of prison, and God took this man from an obscure place, raised him up, and made him the leader over the entire area of Egypt, and put all of this wealth in his hands.
Praise God. You know, some people wonder when they hear about the blessing, because it's so far out, so wonderful, so great. They think, well, what, you know, I'm beyond hope. How could God ever change these circumstances that I'm in? You may be in prison. You may be on death row. Well, I tell you, God can get you life. He can get your life out of that situation.
Oh, yes, He can.
He can save your life. And yes, even if you didn't get, weren't executed for something. You get born over again, and if you were, now this is kind of off the wall, but it's true. If you were born again, and you had committed a major crime that was the death penalty, if you got born again, even though you'd done a major crime, you'd now be forgiven.
You'd be forgiven.
And if you made Jesus the Lord of your life, when you, the Spirit, left your body, you'd be in heaven.
Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that awesome,
Wow,
George?
What belongs
to us? That's mercy.
It's mercy.
That's grace.
Let me take the last 3 minutes and I'll go through these scriptures, Gloria. Daniel 2:48. It says, then the king placed Daniel in a high position and lavished many gifts on him. He made him ruler over the entire province of Babylon and placed him in charge of all of its wise men. That's supernatural wealth
transfer.
Yes, it
is. It is.
Now, let's look at these. Ecclesiastes 2:26. For to the person who pleases him, God gives wisdom and knowledge and joy. That's part C down there, number 1.
Okay.
But to the sinner, he gives the work of gathering and heaping up. That he may give to one who pleases God. That's wealth transfer.
Sinners say, that's not fair. Yeah, it's fair.
Yeah, it's fair. It's the
and
word.
You can get in that position to receive if you make
it's
Jesus
the word
the
of God
in your life.
The New Living Translation of that one says, God gives wisdom, knowledge, and joy to those who please him. But if a sinner becomes wealthy, God takes the wealth away and gives it to those who please him.
That's the New Living Translation.
Yep, New Living Translation.
That's quite a scripture, isn't it?
Isn't that? Mm-hmm. Proverbs 22:22 in the NIV. Do not exploit the poor because they are poor. Do not crush the needy in court, for the Lord will take up their case and will plunder those who plunder them.
That's a good word for the needy and the poor, isn't it?
It is. And then in Proverbs 6:30, In the NIV, it says, people do not despise a thief if he steals to satisfy the hunger when he's starving. Yet, if he's caught, he must pay sevenfold, though it costs him all the wealth of his house. Now, Gloria, that sevenfold is that wealth transfer. It's being transferred from one to another. And then I'll finish with this. This is from a series that you did called The Kingdom of God, Days of Heaven on Earth. And this is a quote from Gloria Copeland. Mm. Think about all the sinners working for us.
Yeah.
Let them heap up the money and transfer it to you.
Now, that's a quote of the scripture says, the wealth of sinners laid up for the just.
For the just.
Who are the just? Those that are born again.
That's right.
It's not that we work out our salvation and become just. Jesus took the curse for us so that through Him we could be born over again.
That's right.
And made the righteousness of God.
And that qualifies us, because we are the just, the righteous, it qualifies us for that supernatural wealth transfer.
I believe it, George. Glory.
Praise God.
You know, sometimes when I think about that, I think about the fact that Ken and I were so poor we couldn't pay attention there for a while, you know.
I love that.
It doesn't matter where you start. We didn't have anything.
That's right. That's
but
right.
We found it in the Word of God that He cared for the birds. And we thought, well, if God cares for the birds, He cares for me.
That's right.
And if He cares for the birds, He cares for you. So just receive Jesus as the Lord of your life. Be born over again, the righteousness of God. You say, yeah, but you don't know what I've done. Doesn't matter what you've done. It's what He's done that takes effect now. And He's made you the righteousness of God if you'll receive Him as Lord and Savior. Isn't that good, George?
Hey, that's so good,
Lord. Makes me happy. Pastor George is back with me today, or I'm with him one, and we're talking about prosperity.
Yes, we are.
Glory
yes,
to God, which is one of our very favorite subjects.
It is. We got started about...
Somebody said, I've been rich and I've been poor, and rich is better.
Rich is better.
It's better to have something than to go without, is it not?
It is good to be in the blessing of the Lord. It's good to be under that blessing of God.
Umbrella of the blessing.
The umbrella of the blessing of God. Gloria, it's so good to be with you. And I just get so excited about coming in here and preaching the Word with the Gloria Copeland.
Oh, yeah.
And just all of the things that she's taught me over the years, she and Kenneth both taught me about prosperity and coming in here and being able to both share what the Lord has shown me about it, but also for you to comment and to help us,
praise God,
even in a greater way, understand this. Gloria, we're talking about supernatural wealth transfer.
I like
and this is day number 294. We are quickly reaching our 300th day of prosperity. Isn't that exciting?
And then what are we going to do?
Then we'll just keep on going.
Okay.
We got to do at least 365, you know?
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So
it's going to take a while, but we can do it.
We'll do it. We'll do it. You know, it's also 25 days of Christmas here at Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and we have gifts that we want to bless you with. And today you can go to kcm.org/25 days, and that will bring you to the page that will show you what today's gift is. So we want you to partake of that gift. And as Gloria said yesterday on the broadcast, listen to it, study it, digest it. It's always the Word of God, and the
That's
Word
right.
of God is always good. So we are blessed to be able to do that for you. We're sowing good seed and we're reaping good harvest. And we're talking today, Gloria, continuing to talk about supernatural wealth transfer. And we're going to talk about the wealth of evil people.
Ooh.
And what happens to the wealth of evil people? This really comes from the Word of God. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
That's right.
And we're using a word from the Lord that Brother Charles Capps gave 40 years ago.
I remember.
40 years ago, February 1st, 1978, talking about financial inversion. And we'll read a portion of this to you. All of the Word that he gave is available with all of these notes online, kcm.org. Those are all available to you right now. But he said, the financial inversion shall increase in these days. Well, that's 40 years ago.
Mm.
And then he said increase. So, you know, 40 years has gone by, and I would say we should be increasing even more in this financial inversion.
Yeah.
For you see, the Lord says, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity.
Yeah.
But release me.
Now that's the key right there.
Yeah, that's release the key. Me. Release me.
It's his desire, but he has to be released. What would keep him from being released? Unbelief.
Unbelief.
What would release him? Belief. Is that easy? Can we get hold of that?
That's exactly right. I'm so glad you answered those questions for me. But you're right. Unbelief will stop it, and faith will release it. That's exactly how you do it. So the Lord said, release me.
Yeah.
Release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf.
I release you.
Yes, let's do that right now. Father, in the name of Jesus, according to this word, by faith we release you.
Yes, by faith.
We release you that you may come in our behalf and move in our behalf in the realm of our financial prosperity.
Thank you, Father.
We receive it together in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Now, you have to, in any area, healing, finances, believing for your family, you have to release God with faith.
Yes.
Because he acts as you act. If you don't believe God, if you don't act on the word, you can stay broke, sick, all the days of your life.
Yeah.
But if you will take the word and put it in your heart and in your mouth and release
it.
Healing, release prosperity.
Oh, that's good.
Release salvation
that's
for
good.
Your family, you can have it.
And I take it.
I take it.
Glory
to God, we release it.
That's why the Lord is having us go back over this material again. Even though we preached it over the years, we have to be reminded, and we have to introduce this concept to people who are not familiar with supernatural wealth transfer. Well, the Lord continued to speak through Brother Capps in this word, for yes, 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 there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there.
Yeah.
The economy shall go up and it will go down. But those that learn to walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past.
Praise God. Isn't that good?
Yes, there is coming a financial inversion in the world system. It has been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end, but the end is nigh.
Yes, that's right.
The end is nigh.
Well, what about wicked men? Where do they stand? Well, they can make Jesus Lord of their lives,
they sure
and they
can.
Won't be wicked men anymore.
They sure can.
The righteousness of God will take over their hearts.
Yep, exactly. Well, we'll be talking about that later on in the study, Gloria, but I'll just bring this up right now. Zacchaeus was one of those men. He was an evil man. Zacchaeus was an evil man who was getting taxes from people that were exorbitant in their amount, and he spent time with Jesus. If you remember Zacchaeus, he said, Zacchaeus, take me to your house. I want to sit down and talk to you. And that's where everybody complained that Jesus was having, you know, a meal with wine bibbers and sinners.
Yeah.
Zacchaeus sat down with Jesus, and when he came out, he committed to restore to everyone that he had stolen
Praise
from.
Praise God.
And that's a case right there of an individual who was an evil person who came in contact with the Master and changed his life.
Yeah.
And he willingly gave back to people. Well, the reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done, saith the Lord. And again, I gave a definition of the word reservoir. A reservoir is a place where anything is collected in great amounts. It's a large or extra supply or a stock, a reserve. So there are reserves. There are reserves of the wicked that have been stored up for the just. And that's what we need to be partaking of. That's what we need to be receiving. That's what we need to be believing for.
Amen.
And the Lord said then, it shall be done in the time allotted, and so shall it be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, that the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just.
Mm-hmm. Isn't that powerful? Ooh, wait, I like that.
It's a powerful word.
Now who decides... So who decides who gets the wealth of the sinner? You do. If you don't want part of that wealth, just be a sinner and you won't get it.
You won't get it. It'll be taken
and it'll
from
go right to the hands of the just.
There's a lot of money out there, Gloria.
You
it's amazing.
Believe it. There's a lot of evil money out
there's
there.
There's a lot
just
of evil money.
Begging somebody to
well,
take
you,
it.
Well, you think about people that fly over here and they'll take a couple of days in New York and spend thousands and hundreds of thousands of dollars on this, and I've heard this before, where they'll spend hundreds of thousands, $1 million on clothing and take it back to whatever country they've come from, and they never use it.
Hmm. They never use it.
Their money is out there. Money for the gospel is out there. And the Lord is giving us an opportunity on these 2 weeks,
that's
Glory,
awesome,
to tap into that reservoir and drain it.
Boy, that's a big
thing. We're going to drain it into the kingdom of God.
Amen.
Going to drain it into Kenneth Copeland Ministries. I call for the harvest of every seed that is sown in this ministry. Every
right.
seed everywhere.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Every
There's
seed
a lot
everywhere.
Of seed sown.
And I'm just like Joseph. I go out there, I inspect the fields in the same way that Joseph inspected the fields to see what's out there.
So
and there's a lot of money out there of the wicked that needs to come in for the gospel.
That's a good thing to put in your little noodle in on your notes.
Yeah.
Call for the harvest on every seed. When you sow your seed at church or wherever
yep.
you are,
yep.
call for the harvest. What
call
does that mean?
It.
In other words, believe God for the harvest. Receive the harvest.
That's right.
You could say receive the harvest
yeah.
on every seed. I
That's
like
right.
That.
That's right. And
we must
and
not fail at that.
The wealth transfer is part of our harvest. It's part of what belongs to us. It's part of the benefit. Bless the Lord, O my
yeah,
soul,
yeah.
and all that is within me. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all, or the Amplified Bible says, forget not one of His benefits.
I think those of us who walk by faith and believe God,
mm-hmm.
we've got a lot of seed that we didn't call for the harvest.
You're right. You're absolutely right.
But we can fix that.
Yep. It's easy. It's easy.
Hallelujah.
We just call it in.
Yeah.
We call in
Take
the harvest.
It.
We call in
yeah.
the wealth transfer. And if you look there
That's
at
so good.
Page 2, go to page 2, Gloria.
Oh, I don't
got
know.
Lots of,
I like go, I got, like page 1.
You've got lots of good notes going there.
I
on
like
your
it.
Page. What is
The wealth
saying?
Of evil people.
The wealth of evil people. That's what we're talking about today.
Job.
And Job 27, verses 16 and 17 in the New Living Translation. Evil people may have piles of money and may store away mounds of clothing, but the righteous will wear that clothing and the innocent will divide that money. Isn't that a good scripture?
So, you know, this is the thought. Now, people that are believers that mm-hmm. maybe aren't up on the top yet
yep.
believing, I mean,
yep.
they're just now getting started, whatever,
yeah.
they think about the wealth of the sinner being laid up for the just. Well, if you're born again, that's mm-hmm. how you get just. You're
yep.
made, the Bible says, the righteousness of God.
That's right.
So the wealth of the sinner, which is abundant, dope dealers, thieves,
mm-hmm.
unborn again people,
yeah. Yeah.
the wealth of the
yeah.
sinner is laid up for those who are in right standing with God.
Right.
How'd they get in right standing? They made Jesus the Lord of their lives.
Yeah.
That's yep. exciting.
That
Joy.
Is exciting.
We're going to see that.
We're going to see that.
I believe we'll live to see it.
We are going to come into another level of that wealth transfer coming into the kingdom of God. We'll see it here at this ministry. You'll see it in your household.
Amen.
People will start giving you things. Unbelievers, sinners, if you will, that are out
yeah.
there who don't know Jesus, they're going to start giving you things. Favor is part of that, Gloria. The supernatural favor of God is so much a part of the blessing of the Lord, and you just need to be believing it and confessing it and receiving it because it's a benefit.
Yeah.
It belongs to us. And another, this verse 19 of the New Living Translation, number 2 there on point B, the wicked go to bed rich but wake up to find that all their wealth is gone. Where
That's
is it
happened.
Gone?
That's happened in history past.
It has happened, and it's been transferred to the righteous. It's been transferred to those who believe God and receive that because all of that is being amassed. And I've always thought about it. I've always thought about an airplane landing out here on our property, some big airplane, some beautiful airplane. And the fact that maybe some corporation wants to get rid of it, they just can't hang on to it anymore. And they fly out here and they tell Kenneth, Brother Copeland, we know that you fly airplanes and that you know that you travel the world, and we just don't want this airplane anymore. Will you take it?
We're just going to give you this new Gulfstream.
We're going to give you this new Gulfstream. Absolutely.
To reach the people in the world.
Absolutely.
I'd receive it. Would you?
I would receive it. Do you remember, Gloria, do you remember when the dog track owner brought $1 million to Oral Roberts?
I do. I didn't remember it until you reminded me of it the other day, but...
It was back. It was
that
back.
That was the wealth of the center.
Brother
Probably,
Roberts...
Probably. I don't know. I'm not judging the man because I didn't ever meet him, but he never did come see me. But.
Well, the story of it was that Brother Roberts was believing God to be able to pay the... I believe they were working
City
on...
City of Faith.
City of Faith. And this
the hospital.
The hospital.
Yeah.
And this man was watching him on television and heard about
That's
it.
That's right, I remember.
And he
that.
Was just, he was just impressed. I don't think he was born again.
He got an unction.
No, he got an unction, and yeah. I'm sure that Brother Roberts prayed for him, prayed over him, made sure he was born again. But that man brought $1 million to Brother Roberts. And that's a prime example
it
of
is.
The wealth. That's a dog track, a racetrack. Mm-hmm. And, you know, people griped about it. They complained about it. Are you going to take that $1 million
from the... You better believe it.
Yeah, we are. Yes, we are. There's another account, Gloria, of a man that I've spoken with, talked to, and he had been believing God for a piece of property that was next door to him. And... The value of the property was like $1.4 million. And he didn't have the money, but the man who owned the property, he said, well, I'll give it to you for $600,000. Well, the pastor didn't have the $600,000, but he kept sowing seed. He kept sowing seed. He kept believing God, And a year went by, 2 years, 3 years. And finally, this man came to the pastor. He sat down in front of him and said, you know, I'm getting older now. He said, I don't want this property anymore. He said, I don't know. I just want to donate to you.
The wealth of the sinner.
The wealth of the sinner. And oh, by the way, did I tell you there was a hotel on that property?
No, you forgot that part.
So the man received property that was, when it was purchased, that 10 years before was $1.4 million. It's worth much more now. It's on the beach. It's on the beach.
Gets better.
It's waterfront. And this was donated to him. I believe it's happening all the time.
Praise God.
I believe that there is we're tapping into it. We're tapping into, like the word from Brother Charles, we are tapping into the reservoirs. We are draining the reservoirs into the kingdom of God. If nobody's going to believe God for that, it's not going to happen.
You know, if the Bible tells us, we learn that the wealth, we're the just,
mm-hmm.
after we make Jesus Christ the Lord
mm-hmm.
of our life,
mm-hmm.
says we're made
mm-hmm.
the righteousness of God.
Yep.
So anybody that's born again, that belongs to us.
That's right.
I'm born again.
That's right.
I receive it.
I take it, Gloria. I take it for this
but
ministry.
But you know, you have to, when you plant a seed, you have to take care of it.
Yeah.
If you don't water it,
if you don't take care of it, weed it,
it's not going to grow. If you don't say it,
It probably won't happen.
But if you say it, it probably will happen.
Well, I'm going to quote Gloria Copeland here.
I like her.
From some of the times that we have had our broadcast together. And concerning this particular scripture, the wicked go to bed rich but wake to find that all their wealth is gone. You
That's
said
happened.
This. You said, if you don't have it, demand it. So we have to demand it. We make That's a right. faith demand on that wealth transfer.
You're not demanding it of God.
Mm-mm.
He's not the one holding it.
Mm-mm.
The wicked are the ones holding it, according to this scripture.
And this was really good. In that scripture, it said, the wicked go to bed rich, but they wake up the next morning to find that all their wealth is gone. And you said that's a suddenly that's going in the wrong way.
That's right. Wrong direction.
it's going the wrong direction.
Yeah.
And you said overnight financial reversals. Overnight financial reversals.
That's
Gloria, that is so true. Remember the scripture, the Old Testament, that talks about during the famine, and the prophet said, this time tomorrow.
Yeah.
This time tomorrow. Well, that's an overnight financial reversal. I wouldn't be surprised if people started finding cars in front of their houses with notes on them that says, I just had to leave this for you. We're going to see some supernatural things. We're living in a time of the supernatural.
I think we might have read this, but I like three. What happens to evil people's money?
No, go ahead, Gloria.
I mean, there's the blessing and the curse. What happens to evil people's money?
Yeah.
Whether money is good or bad depends on who has the money. When the righteous have money, they do good things with it. When the wicked have money, they do bad things with it, or they hoard it. And those bad things lead to death many times at an early age.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, they can act on all the curse they want to, buy all the dope they want to, do all the bad things they want to, but it leads to a bad end.
Yeah.
And then you can't look, let's see, where'd I quit, George?
Many times
at an early age. You can't look at the rich and wonder how they got their money. Money acquired by ill-gotten gain is not from God.
Mm-hmm.
You could be part of the mafia and have lots of money. But you probably won't live out the full number of your days.
Now, when we were reading that before,
To spend it.
Yeah, that's what we added. In between, to spend it.
What happens to all the ill-gotten gain money? It goes right into the hands of the just. You say, well, I want some of it. Well, make Jesus the Lord of your life.
That's
begin
right.
Begin to obey Him.
That's right.
Walk it out, and you'll qualify.
You know, this should be the international sign of the hands of the just right here. My hands are wide open, and I am by faith receiving the supernatural wealth transfer is promised in the Word of God.
See, people think, now, how could that be? The reason you don't understand how it could be is because it's supernatural.
Yeah.
It's not dependent on you except to receive it.
That's all.
You don't have to churn it up.
Yeah, you don't have to churn it.
I receive it.
Yep, exactly.
I'll receive it.
Exactly.
In Jesus' name.
Well, let's see. We've got, how much time we got left? About 2 minutes. Okay. Let's look at these scriptures and point C. That'll be good. We can finish it up with this.
Okay.
Proverbs 28:8, the wealth of the loan shark. In the NIV.
That's a different title.
The NIV says, he who increases his wealth by exorbitant interest amasses it for another who will be kind to the poor.
That makes plenty of money available.
Mm-hmm. It really does. And the Amplified translation of that says, he who by charging excessive interest and who by unjust efforts to get gain increases his material possession gathers it for him to spend who is kind and generous to the poor. So those of us who are giving to the poor, who are ministering to the poor, we qualify.
Tithers, sowers.
That's right. And we qualify for supernatural wealth transfer because he who increases his wealth by this exorbitant interest, he's building it up for another who will be kind to the poor. So that's us.
Amen.
That's us.
Amen.
To be able to reach out and minister to the poor. Let's see. This is Proverbs 14:31. He who oppresses the poor shows contempt for their maker, but whoever is kind to the needy honors God. Proverbs 19:17. If you help the poor, you're lending to the Lord, and He will repay you.
Praise.
And then I'll close it out, Gloria, with this quote of Gloria Copeland.
Uh-oh.
From Kingdom of God, Days of Heaven on Earth series, she said, think about the loan sharks, drug dealers, and unjust gain. Think about the billions of dollars that God is going to vacuum into the kingdom.
Hallelujah.
Start ministering to the poor if you want to get in on the end time transfer. Gloria, that's great. That's
good.
Great.
Hallelujah. Glory to
so
God.
So the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the
that's
righteous.
That's just an established fact.
That's an established fact.
So how do I get into that?
By faith.
By faith, I believe I receive.
Yeah.
I'm blessed. Hallelujah. Yeah. I don't put any limits on the blessing I expect.
No limits on the blessing.
Pastor George Pearson, the prosperity man, is back with me today. And boy, do we have some things for you today. The title of this portion is, Here Comes the Wealth. How do we dare say that? Because we have the Bible words that tells us.
We do.
Financial increase belongs to us. Hallelujah. Welcome, Pastor.
Hey, Gloria, it's good to be with you. I'm so excited about this series that we're doing, Supernatural Wealth Transfer.
It's awesome.
All of the notes from these broadcasts are available to you right now on kcm.org. All you have to do is download them. And since you and I began 295 days of prosperity, there have been 1.4 million downloads. People have been hungry for these notes. And we get great comments all the time about how many people enjoy these teachings on prosperity.
Now, all those people, that 1.4 million
that
received that message and were prosperous as a return, they need to let us know their testimony.
They need to give us,
Because we get excited about it.
Yes, we do. It's so wonderful to get these testimonies and hear what God is doing. And also, it's 25 days of Christmas at Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Go to kcm.org/25days, and you can get your free gift, your ministry product that will bless you and renew your mind and help you. And that's what this ministry is all about, getting the Word of God to you so that you can stand on that Word. Well, today, Gloria, as you said, here comes the wealth. So get ready.
Amen.
I want to read once again this prophecy from Charles Capps, delivered 40 years ago, February 1st, 1978. And it says, financial inversion shall increase in these days, top of the page, top of the page right there. Financial inversion shall increase in these days. For you see,
a turning upside down.
Turning upside down. And, you know, Psalm 115 says, the Lord will increase you more and more, you and your children. So we are we're living in the atmosphere of increase. Mm-hmm. For you see, it is my desire to move in the realm of your financial prosperity.
I believe that.
But release me. How do we do it?
By
faith. Says the Lord, release me that I may come in your behalf and move on your behalf. For yes, there shall be in this hour financial distress here and there. The economy shall go up and it will go down. But those that learn to walk in the Word, they shall see the prosperity of the Word come forth in this hour in a way that has not been seen by men in days past. Yes.
In other words, this group doesn't have to go up and down.
We don't have to go up and down.
We see prosperity. We receive it. It'll manifest.
We stay steady on the Word of God. We keep going up and up and up and up.
Yeah, that's right.
There is coming a financial inversion in the world system. It has been held in reservoirs of wicked men for days on end. But the end is nigh. Those reservoirs shall be tapped and shall be drained into the gospel of Jesus Christ. It shall be done, saith the Lord. And I put down here, the reservoir is a place where anything is collected in great amount. It's a large or extra supply or stock. It's a reserve. And it shall be done in the time allotted. And so it shall be that the word of the Lord shall come to pass, and the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. What a scripture.
Think about a reservoir. We've got a reservoir in our area of water.
We do.
That is city water goes out to everybody, and there's a dam there where they've put the dam. I'm not cussing. I'm telling you, they've put the dam across this area, and they stopped the water flow, and it built up.
Yep.
Now, if you were to blow that dam up, there'd be a flood.
There'd be a flood.
Is that what this is saying?
That's what it's
flood.
Saying.
Flood stage.
We're in flood stage.
Glory to God.
We're in flood stage. And I know I know what you're talking about. I can see that right now, that picture, that image of that reservoir, and it's full. It's absolutely full. And that reservoir is full and waiting for a believers to come and by faith tap into that and start draining that, draining it into the kingdom of God.
Praise God.
The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. It's laid up. It's stored up.
For the just.
Yeah.
What do you do?
Take it.
Receive it. Take it. Hallelujah.
That's right. Well, go to your second page, Gloria, and let's take a look at a few more of these scriptures about the wealth transfer.
I'm pretty excited already.
Now, in Isaiah 60, we're talking about wealth coming into Israel. And it's right there on your page, so all the scriptures are right there. In Isaiah 60, verses 5 through 7, it says, your eyes will shine and your heart will thrill for joy, for merchants from around the world will come to you. They will bring you the wealth of many lands.
Praise God.
That's the reservoir, Gloria, that's coming to us. It's coming to us. Vast caravans of camels will converge on you, the camels of Midian and Ephah. The people of Sheba will bring gold and frankincense and will come worshiping the Lord. The flocks of Kedar will be given to you, and the rams of Naboth will be brought for my altars. I will accept their offerings, and I will make my temple glorious.
Wealth comes to Israel.
I believe it, Gloria.
Praise God.
We have a church out here on the property, and we've got some land out here, 1,300 acres of land. And I can see the wealth coming to us.
I can see
down the road, Gloria. Here comes the wealth.
Who would the just be?
The just would be
those that are born again.
Yep.
That's how you get just.
That's how you get just.
You become righteous. And God makes you righteous. Everything, all that bad stuff is wiped away.
And you make
Jesus the Lord of your life.
We qualify because of what Jesus did.
Yeah, He did. He got us this deal.
Yeah.
I'm telling you.
He got us this deal.
He took the curse of poverty in His own being, in His own spirit, soul, and body. He took the curse of death. He took the curse of sickness. Everything under the curse.
The poverty.
Jesus took it for
debt,
us. So that we could be made free.
That's right.
Born over again. To the righteousness of God.
And so the wealth is coming to us. In verses 10 and 11, foreigners will come to rebuild your towns, and their kings will serve you. For though I've destroyed you in my anger, I will now have mercy on you through my grace. Your gates will stay open day and night to receive the wealth of many lands. The kings of the world will be led as captives in a victory procession. I like this statement, your gates will stay open day and night to receive the wealth of many lands. Think about this, Gloria. Think about a picture of us having to keep our gate, because we have gates out here for protection at night.
Yeah.
But think about how those gates might have to be kept open because people are continually bringing things.
We can manage that.
They're bringing finances and they're bringing materials and they're bringing things to build out here. In verse 13, the glory of Lebanon will be yours, the forests of cypress, fir, and pine to beautify my sanctuary. My temple will be glorious. And then it says in verse 16, powerful kings and mighty nations will satisfy your every need. Gloria, that's wealth transfer.
It is.
As though you were a child nursing at the breast of a queen, you will know at last that I, the Lord, am your Savior and your Redeemer, the Mighty One of Israel.
Amen. This is Israel's promise.
It's a promise.
We can receive it.
Absolutely. And Isaiah 61:5, strangers shall stand and feed your flocks, and the sons of the alien shall be your plowmen and your vine dressers.
Praise God.
Gloria, we are coming into a time fast.
Praise the Lord.
Fast. Where we're going to see supernatural wealth transfer of the likes that we've not seen before. But these are templates. These are a vision of what is yet to come for us.
For God's people. Israel, the church.
That's right.
People that have made Jesus the Lord of their lives.
And for individuals. Who knows that somebody might come and you're believing God for a house. And that somebody comes knocking on your door one day and says, I've got this house over here. I don't need it anymore. I've got enough money. Why don't you take it?
I got an idea, George.
What's your idea?
Let's ask the people, if you've had a supernatural wealth transfer, give us that testimony.
I think that's a good idea.
I got goosebumps on my legs from that one.
That's a good idea.
That would be so exciting.
We should just start a collection of those to share with people that this is for real.
Yeah.
I am with all of my heart endeavoring to believe for the supernatural in my life, in our church, in our ministry.
And that'll encourage people to...
And before Gloria and I started taping, I was reminded of a definition of super that I looked up one time in the Greek. Super means above... Over, above, and beyond the natural realm, the earthly realm. That's what the supernatural is. And the supernatural is Ephesians 3:20 that talks about God doing exceeding abundantly, far above and beyond all that you dare ask or think, according to the power of God that's at work in you. That's the supernatural. And Gloria, we are living in a time where we're watching that supernatural wealth transfer take place. We've seen little bits and pieces of it over the years.
You'd say, well, I just don't see how that could happen.
Well,
what about supernatural healing?
Yeah.
People get healed of all kinds
yeah.
of things every
yeah.
day, supernaturally. When the doctor said there's no healing,
yes,
they just haven't seen it all.
They haven't seen it.
But they get healed, and now
yep.
in this supernatural wealth transfer.
Mm-hmm.
In other words, that's not talking about something you see in the natural or you understand. It's
yeah.
just talking about
yeah.
believing God for it, and then you'll get the experience.
Yeah, you just have to keep saying, I believe that.
I
believe it. Even though your head doesn't quite comprehend it, if you feed your heart will change your head and it will start to line up with the Word, and you'll be able to think. You'll get to a place in your life you can't even think poverty anymore.
I agree with that, George.
You can't
That's
even
right.
think lack anymore.
No.
It's nothing for you to you wouldn't have this thought. You wouldn't think, oh, maybe tomorrow I'm going to have to cook potatoes.
No, in my coffee pot
in your coffee
again.
Pot. No, that's out.
Think about it now.
Those days are over.
Compare that with supernatural healing. I mean, we
yeah.
believe in healing.
Yeah.
We believe that the Lord will heal you of anything, even if medical science doesn't have an answer for it. God's got an answer for it. Well, we're talking about supernatural wealth transfer.
Yeah, yeah. yeah.
So it's
that's
over
it.
And above
it's
what
over,
you can ask
it's over
or think.
And above. Look at this
Holy,
last page.
But you can believe it.
How much time do we have anyway? Are we good? Look at the last page. I was thinking about this when the wealth that came to Jesus. And have you got that? That's
mm-hmm.
Matthew
I got
2.
It.
I was thinking about this, and I started thinking about how Jesus' ministry was provided for by the wise men that came to give him the gifts. That was a wealth transfer.
Yeah.
It's a wealth transfer.
Oh, yeah. Gold and frankincense.
So I was reading this in verse 7 of Matthew 2. It says, then Herod called for a private meeting with the wise men, and he learned from them the time when the star first appeared. Verse 8, then he told them, go to Bethlehem and search carefully for the child. And when you find him, come back and tell me so that I can go and worship him too. After this interview, the wise men went their way, and the star they had seen in the east guided them to Bethlehem. It went ahead of them and stopped over the place where the child was. Verse 10, when they saw the star, they were filled with
mm-hmm.
joy. They entered the house and saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshiped him. Then they opened their treasure chests and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Now, Gloria, this is a perfect description of Jesus just born, and he's operating in this supernatural wealth transfer.
Yes, already.
Transfer, and when we talk about the wise men, we're not talking about just three people. You know, we've seen pictures of
yeah.
that. It was... These kinds of individuals do not travel alone by themselves. It was a massive caravan.
Caravan of
massive caravan. Blessing. Herod wouldn't have cared the least about three guys on camels.
With bandanas on their head.
With bandanas on. Guys that are on Christmas cards everywhere.
Yes, that's
he
right.
wouldn't have cared about them, but it was a massive, massive caravan. You think about these wise men, and you think about what it takes for the President of the United States to travel. What all the entourage that
yes.
comes. Well, when they were presenting this to him, they were presenting these large amounts to Jesus. And he's demonstrating to us this supernatural wealth transfer that is available to us. It's ours now.
Yes, it
and
is.
We see it over and over. And I want us to get to a place. Here, Gloria, go back to page 2, if you would. Page 2. We've got time for this. On page 2. Oh, I forgot to read this scripture. I'm all over the place. I'm so excited.
That's okay, George. Get
I'm so excited. So I was reading this about the wealth coming to Jesus, and I found this Psalm 72, Now we're at D5. Psalm 72, verse 10 says, "The kings of Tarshish and of distant shores will bring tribute to him. The kings of Sheba and Seba will present him gifts. All kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him." Wealth transfer.
I like this.
That was wealth transfer.
Then they worshiped him. They bowed down.
Yeah.
And they worshiped him.
Yeah.
After they worshiped him, they opened their treasure chest and gave him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, which were the valuable commodities of those days.
Exactly, exactly.
Isn't that awesome? And all down at the last word we have here on the verse 11, all the kings will bow down to him, and all nations will serve him.
Wow.
All of those things. I mean, the kings, they worshiped him. They brought gold, frankincense,
myrrh. They did.
And they received, hallelujah.
And it's not out of the... It's not out of the ordinary for us, for things like that to happen to us.
No.
That something be presented, something be given, something
that's
be
right.
of such value.
Hallelujah.
That's coming into our lives. And
but
then if you...
It says your gates will stay open day and night
to
receive the wealth of many lands.
Yeah.
In other words, we can't get this done in the daylight.
Yeah.
We got to keep the gates open. All night.
All night, all day.
The blessing is coming in.
Yeah.
The blessing is coming in.
See,
over and above
and
beyond the natural realm.
Over and above and beyond.
See, we're not talking about
the
natural realm.
We're not.
We're talking about heavenly blessing.
See, that goes to something that you said.
Heaven being
manifest. You had a word from the Lord in 1998 and then in 1997, then 1998. And Gloria, you saw this property. And you saw the gates open because we talked about healing school 24/7. That's what you said.
Yeah.
That
it'd take it.
That it would take it. It would take shifts of people out here ministering to the sick. And we're developing that right now. We're developing people to be able to minister. And I'm thinking about people that will come day and night. Day and night. That's not unusual.
No.
Walmart is open day and night.
That's
other places are open day and night. Well, it's going to take the day and night for us to not only have healing school 24/7, but also to receive the wealth that is going to come from all over the world.
Praise
all
God.
Over the world.
Amen.
But we have to take it by faith. We have to see it with the eye of faith.
Yeah,
oh, Gloria,
we
just have a minute, but I was just thinking the other day, I was just thinking about faith, and I was just thinking about the eye of faith. For us to be able to see these things.
We see it.
To see it like a prophet sees into a realm that is not seen on the earth.
I have seen, George, a horde of people, I don't know, miles maybe, several miles, of people filling this road out.
Yes, ma'am.
Coming. This this was from a long time ago.
Yep, I have that word.
I saw a picture
of
it. People coming in to hear the word, to be healed, to be delivered. Glory to God. And we're going to be sure that they get the real thing.
I have that word. I read that word. I study that word. And I take that word.
Okay, read it to us tomorrow.
Okay, I get it.
Hallelujah. George and I'll be right back.
So shall it be that the reservoirs that have held the riches in days past, so shall it return into the hands of the giver. Because of the hundredfold return shall the reservoirs be lost from the wicked and turned to the gospel.
The biggest transfer of property in the history of mankind has just begun. It is the most outstanding thing that human eyes have ever seen.
Hear what God is saying about wealth transfer and how to prepare your heart to receive in the Supernatural Wealth Transfer Package. Gain new revelation from the broadcast messages from Gloria Copeland and George Pearsons, and study notes with additional scriptures and extended content. Discover the principles that establish the kingdom of God in your life in the Kingdom of God, Days of Heaven on Earth CD series by Gloria. The time is now for you to understand your covenant benefits from the Lord and renew your mind to supernatural wealth transfer. Expect it. And get ready to receive the wealth that belongs to you.
Our offer this week is the Supernatural Wealth Transfer Package. Are you interested in this?
Mm-hmm.
God has a plan for your prosperity, and you need to take your rightful place and take what belongs to you. If you're born again, blessing, prosperity, healing, all of it belongs to you. And if you're not born again, you need to get born again by making Jesus the Lord of your life. Share, George, what we're offering today that absolutely free.
Oh, this series will absolutely renew their minds to knowing that supernatural wealth transfer is for them. We have all of our notes. We've got them packaged and extra notes that we did not are unable to complete on these series here on television. Then we have a series that you did called Days of Heaven on Earth. And this is a great series that Gloria did. I've listened to it over and over again.
Get me one of those.
And she talks a lot about it. The Lord just had you going in supernatural wealth transfer direction. And so that's where I've gotten so much of this material that we're covering. And the combination of these two will help people come up to a place to their minds are so renewed that you'll be expecting supernatural wealth transfer all the time.
That's
it becomes
right.
a part of what belongs to you as your benefit, your covenant benefit from
Praise
Almighty God.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. How much time have we got left? 1 minute. Father, I pray for all
Thank
the people
you,
listening for revelation
Praise you,
of all the marvelous word that Thank belongs to them. That's our promises. Those are our
yes.
promises. And just say this to the Lord. I receive the promises. Reveal your word to me that I walk in the fullness of the blessing of God.
That's right.
In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. New Year's Eve, come and celebrate New Year's Eve with us at the church at Eagle Mountain International Church, December 31st. Ken will be preaching the word. He'll be on fire. You can count on that. Pastors George and Terry will be there. We have a good time planned. We're going to celebrate. Let's
Amen.
Bring in the new
Amen.
Year with God's word. For more information, go to kcm.org.
It all began in January 1967, when Kenneth Copeland answered God's call to ministry. The Lord told him to take believers from the milk of the Word to the meat of the Word. For a decade, he and Gloria preached the gospel, obeying God's mandate to them to get the Word of God out on every available voice. Then in 1977, Brother Copeland's assignment was expanded when Kenneth Hagin received a Word of the Lord for him at his annual camp meeting in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'll tell you. Ken Copeland, he said, you're going to have to stir yourself up now. And whether you want to or not, you're going to operate in the ministry of the prophet. The seer, standing right in the pulpit. You can see right in front of your eyes just like you saw it run off on a television screen. You'll be able to minister to the people. And now I separate you by the direction of the head of the church, the Lord Jesus Christ, by the authority invested in me as a prophet of God. I separate you unto the call of God. Now the anointing of God's power and spirit come upon you there. And by faith we impart unto you by the direction of him who is the head of the church, the power, the gifts, the endowment, the endowment that's necessary to equip you to stand in that office. Though you start at the bottom of the ladder as you climb upward, upward, ever upward, that ministry shall grow, grow, grow. And men shall come to know. And many who sat in darkness shall rejoice because they shall see the light. And a blessing unto many shalt thou be. And in that day, many, many more shall rise up and call thee blessed. And thou shalt have cause for much rejoicing. Hallelujah to Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Kenneth Copeland has ministered in the office of the prophet through the years, bringing encouragement and revelation to the body of Christ through the Holy Spirit.
The Berlin Wall will come down. It's a sign. The Berlin Wall will come down. There'll be other walls that'll come down. There'll be some walls that'll go up. Many changes are going to take place. Great change. Political change. Not only here, but in every country on the face of the earth. Great financial changes are in the process right now, even as we speak.
Many of these words have already come to pass, and some are coming to pass even now.
The world is getting darker and darker and darker. But not so for my people. The future of the body of Christ is bright. It's bright. It's glorious. This is the time to step out and step up and come up to a higher place with me, saith the Lord. I am the Lord God. And I'll not have my people run roughshod, my people that are crying out to me. I utter my word through my servant tonight, and you make mark of it. Everything's gonna be all right in your house. There's coming a wave of God's glory.
Viene un oleaje de la gloria de Dios.
Throughout all South America.
Por todo Sudamérica.
Throughout all Central America.
Por todo Centroamérica.
Throughout all North America.
Por todo Norteamérica.
The time is here.
El tiempo está aquí, ahora.
It is now.
Es ahora.
It is now.
Es ahora.
I said it is now.
Dije que es ahora.
It's time for Ebola and every strain of the flu. It is time for that to stop. And you will see it. You will see it. You will be in it. You will be involved in the greatest spiritual awakening that this nation has ever seen. This is my time, saith God. But give the Lord praise and thanksgiving. Hallelujah.
As we were watching this video of Brother Copeland in the prophetic ministry here in the studio, the anointing of God just came on all of us. That prophetic place that he operates in and operates from through the laying on of hands of Brother Hagin so many years ago is still operating today stronger than it has ever before.
Praise God.
And to all of you who are partners, givers, sowers into this ministry, I have a scripture for you. And it says in Matthew 10:40, he that receives you receives me. He that receives me receives him that sent me. Yeah. He that receives a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive a prophet's reward. Gloria, we need to encourage our partners today that as they give into this ministry, and you've so faithfully given into this ministry, begin to tap into the prophet's reward.
Amen.
What is that prophet's reward? Well, one of the things about a prophet is they're able to see. They're able to see over into realms that people cannot normally see into. They see beyond the cloud cover. They see beyond whatever camouflage is there, and they see into the Spirit.
Praise God.
You sow your seed today into this prophetic ministry, we are believing that as a result and as a harvest, you will be able to see in ways that you've never seen before. You'll be able to see the prosperity that God has for you. You'll be able to see how to receive that healing that you're believing for. You'll be able to see in the Spirit like you've never seen before.
Praise God.
Lord, we thank you for that. Gloria, pray over our partners, would you,
Father,
please?
We pray over
partners.
We pray over ourselves included.
Yes, Lord.
And we ask you, Lord, for the manifestation of the anointing and the prophecies of that have been spoken over the church, that they be manifested, and the rewards and the increase of the tither and the sower be manifested. We see that in the Word. It has to be manifested.
Yes, Lord.
We take it. And we, George and I, agree on it, and we agree for all the people that have sown and are agreeing with us that miracles will be done in their finances. If you have financial needs that you can't handle, or even really we can't handle any of it ourselves, look up the scriptures on the prosperity and the increase and take it. Say, I take that.
Take it.
I'm a sower. I'm a tither. That's my blessing. Hallelujah.
Yep.
Take it.
Praise
you want it?
Take it.
Take it. George and I'll see you again. This is Gloria Copeland and George Pearson reminding you that Jesus
is Lord.
Lord.
Kenneth and Gloria Copeland would like to thank you for your faithful support. Now you can text the letters KCM and the amount you'd like to give to 36609. Expect the fabulous outpourings from heaven this year. Text to give is available in the U.S. only.